and he sang how troops of Achaeans broke from cover, streaming out of the horses' hollow flanks to plunder Troy. He sang how left and right they ravaged the steep city, sang how Odysseus marched right up to Deiphobus's house, like the god of war on attack with diehard Menelaus. There, he sang, Odysseus fought the grimmest fight he had ever braved, but he won through at last, thanks to Athena's superhuman power. Was the song the famous harper sang. But great Odysseus melted into tears, running down from his eyes to wet his cheeks. As a woman weeps, her arms flung round her darling husband, a man who fell in battle, fighting for town and townsmen, trying to beat the day of doom from home and children. Seeing the man go down, dying, gasping for breath, she clings for dear life, screams and shrills. But the victors just behind her, digging spear butts into her back and shoulders, drag her off in bondage, yoked to hard labour, pain, and the most heartbreaking torment wastes her cheeks. So from Odysseus's eyes ran tears of heartbreak now. But his weeping went unmarked by all the others. Only Alcinous, sitting close beside him, noticed his guest's tears. Heard the groan in the man's laboured breathing, and said at once to the master mariners around him, Hear me, my lords and captains of Phaeacia, let Demodocus rest his ringing lyre now, this song he sings can hardly please us all. Ever since our meal began and the stirring bard launched his song, our guest has never paused in his tears and throbbing sorrow. Clearly grief has overpowered his heart. Break off this song, let us all enjoy ourselves, the hosts and guests together, much the warmer way. All these things are performed for him, our honoured guest, the royal send-off here and gifts we give in love. Treat your guest and suppliant like a brother, anyone with a touch of sense knows that. So don't be crafty now, my friend, don't hide the truth I'm after, fair is fair, speak out. Come, tell us the name they call you there at home. Your mother, father, townsmen, neighbours round about. Surely no man in the world is nameless, all told. Born high, born low, as soon as he sees the light. His parents always name him, once he's born. And tell me your land, your people, your city, too, so our ships can sail you home. Their wits will speed them there. For we have no steersmen here among Phaeacia's crews or steering oars that guide your common craft. Our ships know in a flash their mate's intentions, know all ports of call and all the rich green fields. With wings of the wind they cross the sea's huge gulfs, shrouded in mist and cloud, no fear in the world of foundering, fatal shipwreck. True, there's an old tale I heard my father telling once. Lysithous used to say that Lord Poseidon was vexed with us because we escorted all mankind and never came to grief. He said that one day, as a well-built ship of ours sailed home on the misty sea from such a convoy, the god would crush it, yes, and pile a huge mountain round about our port. So the old king foretold, and as for the god, well, he can do his worst, or leave it quite undone, whatever warms his heart. But come, my friend, tell us your own story now, and tell it truly. Where have your rovings forced you? What lands of men have you seen? What sturdy towns? What men themselves who were wild, savage, lawless? Who were friendly to strangers, God-fearing men? Tell me, why do you weep and grieve so sorely when you hear the fate of the Argives? Hear the fall of Troy? That is the god's work. Spinning threads of death through the lives of mortal men, and all to make a song for those to come. Did one of your kinsmen die before the walls of Troy? Some brave man, a son by marriage, father by marriage, next to our own blood kin, our nearest, dearest ties? Or a friend, perhaps, someone close to your heart, staunch and loyal, no less dear than a brother, the brother in arms who shares our inmost.